England's eighth race upcoming, including pick three wagering. No changes in this eighth race.
It's early April in Lexington, Kentucky, and there's not a cloud in the sky on opening day at Kenyon Racecourse. Stands are packed with young and enthusiastic fans in this park-like setting in the heart of thoroughbred breeding country. But this isn't the reality for most of the sport.
The headline is very sobering, and that is that we're losing about 4% of our fan base each year.
Jason Wilson is Vice President of Business Development at the Jockey Club. His job is to stop that loss and revive the fan base. It won't be easy.
Even our core fans are not extremely enthusiastic about the sport. If you look at the numbers, 46% of our core fans would not recommend the sport to another person.
Those core fans say betting systems are out of date, too few horses race, and betting facilities are often run down. Racing ignored or disdained many of the technological disruptions that changed American sports and society. Baseball, football, and basketball took to television, but racing wanted to keep fans and their wagers at the track itself. It was a disastrous strategy. Last year, both pro bowling and poker had more national television time than racing. When tracks finally did expand their reach by simulcasting races to other tracks and off-track betting sites, they made some pretty bad deals. Rogers Beasley directs racing at Keeneland.
We're giving away our product, and it's not something that the NFL or NBA would ever have countenanced, and we have let it run amok.
The result, he said, is less money to invest in fan-friendly technology and facilities. Keeneland, a not-for-profit with revenue from its huge thoroughbred sales operation, is not the norm.
We at Keeneland have been blessed because we always had a nice facility and I've constantly put money back in the facility. Mm-hmm. That has not been true of 90% of racetracks across America.
First, tell me who you are and what you're doing out here.
Chase Sawyer, and I'm winning some money on some horse races.
A college freshman, Sawyer was at Keeneland on opening day and planned to visit again several times during the 15-day meet. Last fall, Keeneland was the first track in the United States to introduce a smartphone betting app, and Sawyer loves that idea.
I thought it was the coolest thing I've ever seen. I was like, why wait in line for the betting when you can just bet on a phone?
Jason Wilson at the Jockey Club wants to leverage young fans like Sawyer with a fantasy racing game launching this month. Players will pick their horses in real races run each week and be rewarded for spreading the word.
The way that you gain points in order to make your quote-unquote bets is you do a lot of social media activities. So you'll tweet about a story, or you'll go to a Facebook page, or you'll watch a video. And so it's really kind of following them where they congregate and making sure that we're part of their dialogue in the way that they're used to communicating.
How the horse racing industry embraces that high-tech online future will determine whether young fans like Chase Sawyer will see a trip to the track as a quaint outing or a pastime as common as a football game. In Kentucky, I'm Jacqueline Carfagno for InnovationTrail.org.